Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
What's wrong?
The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's on the source, standing by. I'll take color 9 now at 844-999 Ola, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. But first, Bob, if we manage to drink in time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose 31-year-old Derek Jones of Lakeview, Florida. Now, Derek was at Graham Crackers. You know what Graham Crackers is?
I do not.
Graham Crackers.
Well, it's Graham Crackers. It sounds, you know, it's Florida. It sounds like a bar, but it's not. Graham Crackers is the strange name for a comic shop. Anyway, he broke into Graham Crackers.
Crappers. Oh, he said crackers. Now I can change my answer.
Graham Crackers, comic shop, a few weeks ago. And video footage showed a prowler walking around the store as he called a friend for advice on what he should steal. So he broke into a comic shop, but he doesn't know what to take. So they actually hear him on the surveillance, and I'm going to quote his words. I'm in this store. I need to know. Marvel's all kinds of S. Then he asked the person on the other end to wake up a female who apparently knows more about comics than he does. Quote, wake her up. I'm in this bitch. Well, the burglar eventually selected Magic Arts. A TV. Not a bad haul. A Bart Simpson bank.
Okay, that's probably for personal use.
Right. An iPad. And he stole a Kiss action figure. Now, Miles, I'm going to ask you, of the four original members of Kiss who had their action figures, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gene Simmons, the Demon, Paul Stanley, the Star Child, Ace Frehley, the Space Ace, and, of course, Peter Criss, the Catman. He stole one of them. Which one do you think he took?
The coolest looking one is probably Gene Simmons, but I'd take Ace Frehley.
I would take Ace Frehley, and I agree Gene Simmons is cool. This fool took the Paul Stanley frickin' Kiss.
Which would be my last choice.
It just would be. Sorry to digress, but it's just like, it's. I don't know.
Someone snuck in that love gun. Somebody stole my action figure from Graham Crackers.
But anyway, as with most random break-ins, detectives, they didn't have a lot of traction in what they looked at the case. But then last week, they got a phone call from the store manager because our man, Derek, started feeling guilty, and he decided, you know what, I'm going to walk back to the store and return some of the items, including the iPad. He did not return all the items, and he apologized profusely. And I thought to myself, man, that's pretty cool, and it meant a lot to the owner. So when the cops got there, yeah, they arrested his ass and threw him in jail. Keep in mind, he has 2 felony and 3 misdemeanor convictions in the past year. In the past year. So the cops were like, yeah, dude, we don't trust you. That, and honestly, I think they arrested him for stealing the Paul Stanley action figure. That's the one item I would have brought back. Like, sorry, man. You can have this one back.
So you brought everything back?
Not everything. He brought back, like, an iPad and I think something else. But he came back, he apologized, and even the store owner was kind of moved. But he still had to call the cops to say, hey, you know, the guy's here. They showed up and were like, dude, get that. So, yeah.
The girl said, you stole the wrong magic cards. They're worthless.
That's probably it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I don't want this Bart Simpson piggy bank.
And
breaking and entering is still a crime, even if you don't steal.
That's what the cops were explaining to him. Like, right.
You broke into the shop.
And you're on video doing
it. It had a lock on it.
She wanted Vinnie Vincent.
I would have bought that one. He looked cool. Yeah. All right, but let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, it's Stephen Throw. Hogan to police everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Stephen. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, what's going on?
Hola!
Let's get to learn a little bit about our contestant, Steven. Steven, have you been working through the lockdown?
Yeah, I've been working.
What have you been doing for a living?
I'm an industrial mechanic for a wastewater plant.
Ooh, what's the biggest turd you ever saw?
Pretty big.
Okay, I figure so. Yeah, I bet you've seen a lot of them.
You're trying not to look at other people's poop, but if it's that big, you're like,
wow.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow, that is impressive. Well, thank you for doing that, man. Thank you for out there cleaning up the poop.
Because we keep pooping, so.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Glad someone's
a lot of people have been eating at home.
You're kind of like the guy that, like, owns the dog, you know? You've cleaned up the poop of everyone else. All right.
Yep.
You understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah.
All right, fantastic. As always, three stories in front of me. Two of them dealing with the world of ethnicity / race. The other one, the wonderful world of drugs. What direction would you like to go?
Let's go drugs.
He says drugs.
I always say drugs.
Yeah, I know, acting like you're even thinking about it.
Steven, no kidding, though. With a lot of people who try to dispose of evidence, flush it down the toilet in those little plastic baggies. Do you see a lot of those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with a Ziploc, the little tiny bead bags. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, listen. If you work at Hobby Lobby, the brother's got pigtails, and he's wearing a tank top, he's wearing a pair of ratty old blue jeans, and he's buying those bags, don't ask him how his beading is going.
Hey, do you believe people when they say they accidentally drop something they're
doing? Oh, hey.
Once again, bedroom colors here.
Jesus, God.
Again, colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Yeah, Stephen, it might be a shock to you, but the F word is unacceptable to the FCC. That's the one they frown on the most.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem.
But it happens too, Stephen, to certain people. All right, maybe a top to something.
So nobody believed you, Ted.
Yeah. I know. I now I feel like, nobody believes me in my building.
Nope.
I don't. All right, Stephen, here is your story in the world of drugs. A 33-year-old Ridgecrest man, he's accused of trying to kill his neighbors. He's now behind bars. James Bradley was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder as well as 11 other allegations. I'll get to those. Police received a domestic violence-related call after neighbors heard a dispute between Bradley and a woman. Dispatchers also received a call from Bradley's girlfriend shortly after the initial reports. Then a neighbor called again after hearing what they say sounded like a gunshot, followed by a woman screaming inside of his apartment. But once officers arrived on the scene, neighbors began yelling that this dude Bradley had a gun. Bradley tried to evade officers by running back into the apartment, but he was located inside. Then he resisted when officers attempted to take him into custody. After what they call an extended fight, officers were finally able to take him safely into custody. And then after an investigation, officers learned that a concerned neighbor had approached Bradley to check on him due to his erratic behavior. All right, so he's acting weird in such a way that a neighbor says, hey, man, are you okay? And that's when the S hit the fan. When a neighbor approached Bradley, the man attempted, he was assaulted. Then Bradley fled to the apartment where he grabbed the gun and then started shooting out of the window where the neighbor had been standing only moments before that. Police added that Bradley's girlfriend, two small children, were also in the house during this time And that's where officers found a whole bunch of drugs in the apartment. And while dealing with him, officers noticed that he was displaying signs and symptoms of being under the influence of what they believe to be this drug is. Anyway, he's officially been charged with attempted murder, negligent discharge of a firearm, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, willful child endangerment, assault with a firearm, receiving stolen property, parole violation, resisting arrest, assault and battery, being under the influence of a controlled substance, and finally possession. My question is, what drug do you think this clown was on? PCP, crack, cocaine, or meth?
Or they all fit the possibility.
Keep in mind, he was just acting erratic was the word. A neighbor asked him what was up, and that's when things just went from 0 to 100 in no time.
You okay, man?
Yeah, basically.
Freaks out,
runs into his apartment. And keep in mind, when he gets into his apartment, just blindly starts shooting out of the window, thinking the neighbor was still standing.
Crack doesn't make you hallucinate, and crack doesn't make you feel like you're not somebody you're not. I mean, unless you're on a five-day bender,
I'm leaning on meth or PCP.
That would be where I would go on this, based on the fact that, look, you know your neighbor, he's trying to come up to you, so obviously you're in a hallucinative, something's not right as far as your mental state is concerned. With cocaine and crack, the one thing that you can guarantee is, you might be on cocaine or crack, but your mind is in overload, racing, and it's pretty, pretty intact.
Miles, you sound like someone with experience.
I don't. This is what I've read in medical journals, but I do know that people who are on cocaine are incredibly alert and aware they might be paranoid, but they are aware of their surroundings and understand them.
You read a lot of those medical journals.
I do. I've read many of these medical journals on these
thorough
and
research.
Crack cocaine is just coke light. So where cocaine will last about 20 minutes, crack lasts about 5 to 10. So I think you're right.
How many officers did it take to detain him?
They don't say how many officers, but they do point out that they say it was a prolonged fight to get this guy under control.
Sounds to me like this is one of these things that he's been doing for days and he finally got to this point. So where I would think it might be just be PCP as a one-off and you're losing your mind, I think meth is one of those things where you do it for days and days and days and days and days and then you lose your mind and this erratic behavior they said has been going on for a long time.
According to the New England Medical Journal.
Right. My guess is going to be meth, just based on that.
I'm going to go with meth.
I don't know, man. I see some crackheads do some pretty wild stuff. And sometimes, I don't know. To me, it seems like people on cocaine are very aware of the 3 feet around them.
Yes, they are.
That's about it.
Yeah.
You're right, man. People on crack, and my limited experience with them, predominantly on the East Coast, they weren't acting normal. I mean, like, they're chewing stuff that isn't there and swatting at flies that aren't out, you know. I mean, probably some low-grade garbage.
Ted, what are you thinking?
I don't know. The argument with the cops and it took him a time to subdue him kind of says PCP.
And keep in mind, dude had a gun. So somehow, I'm glad nobody got shot in this. You know, you say to the cops, this dude has a gun and has already fired it. I can't believe they only
Where was it at again?
And I don't even know what state. It's the city of Ridgecrest.
I don't know. I'm feeling old school. So I'm going to go your traditional 1980s crack cocaine.
You're going to crack cocaine, Ted. And Steven, you're sticking with meth, correct?
Yeah, I'm staying with meth.
All right, we're going to find out if this guy was on PCP, crack, cocaine, or meth next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We're going to do a California profile. We got a 33-year-old guy accused of trying to kill his neighbors, shooting around the neighborhood. Had a dispute because the neighbor basically walked up and said, "Hey, are you okay?"
Yeah, that's all
it took. The guy off. He assaulted him. He was obviously under some kind of drugs. There were kids in the house, the whole deal. He resisted arrest, tried to fight officers. They did find drugs in his apartment. Same drugs that he was, in fact, on.
So the question that we had for you, Stephen, simply was, what drug was he on? PCP, crack, coke, or methamphetamine? And in this case, you agreed with Miles that it was meth.
Oh, no.
Sorry. In spite of all that research Miles has done with the medical journals.
Yes.
You got this one wrong. Ted, you said crack.
I did.
Oh, no.
Is it older by the goodie? PCP.
It was PCP.
Dynamite.
Okay. Who knew it wasn't in D.C.? That's PCP. What threw me off. All right. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, Miles.
Okay.
Your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Yes. David Spade.
David Spade.
Seth Meyers. Ted Smith and writers.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
Yeah, right there in the title. Just as it says. These jokes are either from a late night host and their team of writers, or they could be a The Ted Smith original.
Ooh.
A new study found 3 out of 4 people say the pandemic has increased their stress and anxiety. And the most common ways people are coping are exercising, watching more TV, sleeping, meditating, and drinking. And drinking, and drinking, and drinking.
Fallon. Writers.
Ted Smith! A growing number of churches might start drive-in services. It's nice to go to church, but it's super obvious when you try to sneak out early.
David Spade. Jimmy Fallon.
That is Jimmy Fallon.
Check this out. I read that a growing number of churches might start doing drive-in services. It's nice going to church, but super obvious when you try to sneak out early.
I wish I could have done that.
Drive-in service?
No, sneak out of church early as a kid. God, I'd love that.
I was a kid and stuff.
Yeah, that's why you go with Dad on a football Sunday.
Early.
I'll get you out of here.
Yeah. A new study found that Americans are consuming more music during quarantine. Turns out there is a limit on how many times you can rewatch The Office.
Jimmy Kimmel. Ted Smith.
Writers!
Writers, okay.
There you go. Nice work, writers. In a new interview, the founder of Quibi says he blames everything that has gone wrong with his streaming service on the coronavirus. He might have a point, if only the entire world weren't stuck at home desperate for new content.
Ted Smith.
Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy.
In a new interview, the founder of Quibi says he blames everything that has gone wrong with the streaming service on the coronavirus. He might have a point, if only the entire world were stuck at home desperate for new content.
You're right to think that was me, as I was bitching about the Quibi stuff.
Yeah, right? That's the only reason.
Oh, they put millions into it. It's going to be so great. And now, because of the coronavirus, like, man, you didn't do a good job.
You didn't think it through.
Well, listen, what's his name? Katzenberger or something?
Yes.
You know, like, what is he? In his 70s?
I think so.
Yeah, cutting edge.
I got a handle on this new tech.
Right?
And sir, that's a typewriter.
Nobody can share it. That way, nobody can see it. We'll get him then. A fashion designer in Italy, Italia, has designed a new trikini. That's a bikini with a matching face mask. So, good news for all you butter faces.
Yes, it's Ted Smith. Ted Smith.
Coming with the heat.
Ted Smith.
Got a banging body, but a mean old mug. The trikini.
If you're wondering why it's a trikini, it's three-pieced.
I wonder how they advertise
a face.
Just you have a great body, but everybody thinks you're ugly.
Right?
I mean,
wasn't it like she's got everything but her face?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I won't
like summer teeth, butter face, some good ones.
Yeah, I won't mention her name though. Fergie. Woo! I'm enjoying myself today. All right. Pattinson says that his portrayal of Batman will be different than everyone else's. It's a little concerning because his vampires were different than everybody else's, too.
I'm going to go to David Spade. Seth Meyers.
Riders. Oh, that's it for today.
Okay.
All we got right. In a...
I think it's going to be different. We're going to talk like, you know, I'm the Batman, and I'm here because someone here has done something horrible.
You know what? I got to be honest. I was watching just a clip of the original Batman with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Like, that Joker was great.
Oh, he was.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
It really was.
And I also kind of forgot, like, nowadays, like, I get it. The Joaquin Phoenix version, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, it got so dark. Like, yeah. The first Batman was dark as hell, too.
Right.
It was campy, but it was dark, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was before it really got to where it is now, but it was the beginning of it. And I thought they did a great job, actually.
Sure.
Yeah. Anybody watched The Joker yet?
I have not.
No.
I know. Well, it was kind of a joke, a while ago, right? Thurl, you brought it up. You said, I just don't know if I'm in the mood to watch it. Now everything's really depressing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not the right time. Like, I'm looking for very light comedies.
That is part of the reason it has not made it. Because every time I go on demand or anything, you know, it's there. I've heard it's good. People have even said I would like it. But I'm like, you know, things aren't awesome right now. I just don't know if I feel like hearing about someone else's freaking problems.
So today I came into the office and I said, as I was walking to get coffee and water, I said, Thrill, I have a specific reason you need to watch Outer Banks on Netflix. Now, number one, Outer Banks had me shocked. I finally finished it. Twists and turns. It's not just about teens in high school. It's about treasure.
Oh.
And you said it's a fictional thing.
It's completely... Well...
Because when you said Outer Banks, and I don't know why I thought this. You've been talking about the show Outer Banks, and in my head, I just equated it to, like, Jersey Shore, the North Carolina edition.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, dude, no.
It starts with your classic, the rich kids versus the poor kids, the kids that live on the island. What's it, the Pogues versus the Kooks?
Okay.
Pogues, also a good Irish band.
Yes, they are. Yeah. There's not a lot of them.
Right? Wow. So the main characters are in high school or whatever. Obviously, they're not real teenagers. The main character, John B., is like 27 years old. It's also weird they call him John B. the whole time. But last night, I'm looking at him, and, you know, they're doing all this crazy stuff. They're getting away with stuff that high school kids never could have.
Sure.
But he's wearing a band T-shirt.
All right.
Brad Bain.
What?
Bad Brains.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's stupid, but that makes me happy.
Well, it also makes
a fictional high school student is wearing a Bad Brain shirt.
Yeah. Because it's a place where people from D.C. go and they go on vacation, so it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I just was laughing and I was like, man, you know what throws a reason to watch it now?
You know what? To our question that we had earlier today, where you snuck into, I don't know if I quite snuck in, but the band Bad Brains was playing at this place in Baltimore called The Rage. Couldn't get in. The thing sold out. The Rage probably had like 15 people. That's what it felt like. But Bad Brains, very big deal in the D.C. Baltimore area. I couldn't get in. I'm thinking about sneaking around the back. I go in the back. There is the guitar. Dr. Noah, whatever the hell his name is. Smoking a spliff outside. Me and two of my buddies roll up, smoke with him. He let us in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
And we got very high. Bad Brains weed is different than most weed I had smoked at that point. Like, ooh. Are you sure? Hey, man, did you dip this in something? No, man. No, it's just weed. Like, where do you get your weed? Because, one, yours is actually green. Mine's brown with seeds. Different time.
I think we know where he got his weed from.
Yes.
Jamaica.
Do you guys remember the movie? Sorry, folks. The sitcom Head of the Class.
Yeah. It was the guy from WKRP in Cincinnati played the teacher.
Yeah.
Dr. Johnny Fever, right.
Howard Hanson.
Yes.
Right. So Head of the Class premiered in 1986, ran for 5 seasons on ABC till 1991. I did not remember that one. If you saw the logo, you would remember.
And I want to say, who did Mike Tyson marry? I think she was on that show, too. I think.
Miss America?
Robin Gibbons.
Robin Gibbons.
Yeah. I think she was on that show. I think that's how we were introduced in America to Robin Gibbons.
Nice.
Thank you, Head
Other
of the Class.
Other than Penthouse or Playboy.
Yeah. Well, I guess that one hadn't been rebooted. Reboot it yet?
Is your mouth okay, man?
I don't know. It's been a struggle all day.
Like, did you get like a tongue transplant? So someone else just doesn't want to work with it. Snark.
Snark.
Sure. When did you snark into something? It started all off with what's it? The Walk of Spain.
Yeah, the Walk of Spain.
Anyhow, HBO Max, they have something in development. They're going to redo it.
Of course. Of course.
Seth MacFarlane, everybody knows him from, I name the cartoon, right? Family Guy.
Sure.
American Dad, The Cleveland Show.
Futurama, maybe?
No, that's great.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He's done a bunch of stuff. He's made movies, blah, blah, blah. So Seth MacFarlane was on with Jimmy Fallon the other day. Now, what you're going to listen to here, you're going to hear Seth MacFarlane singing a song and doing different voices from Family Guy. But the key thing to remember is that he's doing this over just like a Zoom call.
All right.
Right? So Fallon has pieces of papers with characters' names on it. And he'll just switch one. And then MacFarlane, as he switches it, has to get into that voice.
Okay.
You're nobody,
Peter Griffin,
until somebody loves you. Well, you're nobody until somebody cares.
I switch it to Brian.
Well, you may be king and you may possess all the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same. You'll never change it. Just as sure as the stars shine above. Well, you're nobody. Nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
So that's impressive, right?
That's great.
But that's only four of his characters. The whole clip will be up at the Men's Room Facebook page. He does, like, he was hitting with American Dad stuff, too.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then just regular kind of impressions.
Cool.
So the whole song, I think, is like 2.5-3 minutes, but it's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, and some people I know, for some reason, just don't like Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
it's
know.
It's a little polarizing.
Yeah, or people think he's swarmy, or I don't know. But what a talented dude.
Yeah, well, I'm not very hysterical.
Yeah, and his shows are great. And listen, sometimes there's people, I don't know. We talk, I mean, you've said this for years, right? There's sometimes it's like, I don't want to know too much about
that. I don't need to know much about you.
Just want to see what's going on.
If I like you, I want to keep my level of knowledge right there.
Yeah, it's like when we found out Joe Exotic was racist. Like, I know it.
Right, like deep down.
Right, like I wasn't shocked that he did meth. I wasn't shocked that he says words he shouldn't say.
As Dog the Bounty Hunter when he dropped the N-bomb. Like, yeah, I knew deep down, man, you know, just...
Oh, my God, Hulk Hogan said it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, all these people look the same.
What's the commonality?
Blonde mullets.
Hulk Hogan said it. Terry Balboa would never say it. Exactly. Hulk Hogan has a 10-inch penis. Terry, what is it?
Terry Balboa's got like a 4-inch penis.
Right, which wouldn't be weird except of a giant man.
That's not what he talks like at all. God, can you imagine having to be in court and being like, look, I got a small one, being like, yes, okay, under oath. I was lying for years.
Right, that is just, I mean, but again, yes, we figured you were lying. You were whole hog. We understand.
You're kidding me.
Ted Smith has a hog. Ted Smith is a grower.
The I think Iron what I Sheik say, isn't really from Iran.
I think I'd say, hey, Hulk Hogan has a 10-inch penis. Terry has a 15-inch penis.
Sergeant Slaughter was never a Marine. Can we keep going?
George the Animal Steel had a pompadour?
Wasn't he like a doctor or like a professor or something like that? Wasn't George the Animal Steel like a professor at
a
university? Yeah, he was like a teacher or something.
Let's see. Disney Plus will have a film version of the original Broadway production Hamilton. That was supposed to be... Basically, this is another one of those things because everybody's home. You know, even as states open up a little bit, they're still saying, hey, for the most part, try to stay home. So this one was supposed to come out next year, and they're like, you know what? We'll push it up. We'll put it out on Disney Plus.
That's cool. Because if you wanted to see Hamilton, it was $400 a ticket. And I'm not going to sit through a musical for $400 a ticket, but if it's on television, I will watch it.
I managed to not spend that much money to see it because I got the, hey, I'm going to enter a lottery to see if we, meaning her, can win Hamilton tickets, right? And I'm like, great, do that. Because a lottery to me says
you're going
to
win that lottery.
Then guess what?
You won!
Hey, great news! We won the lottery. I'm like, son of
a... How was it?
But it's fine. I mean, look, I'm not big on that kind of thing, but if you have
history?
To sit through... Yes.
Musicals.
No, I'm being surrounded by so many black people. No, but if you have to sit through such, you know, one of these things, it's easier. And like, put it this way, I'm not big on musicals. The thing about this particular musical, there is never a point in Hamilton where they don't sing. So they don't lead up to a song. Every response, every word that is said is in song. Every freaking word.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, the only musical I've really seen was Book of Mormon. But that was funny.
I heard that.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Wizard of Oz, I could sit through, only on TV.
I had a buddy that went to see Hamilton, and he kind of took a nap.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you're into that kind of thing, I'm sure it's spectacular. People that I know that like theater give it 5 stars. I do not particularly like that style of theater, and I'd give it 3. Like, it was fine.
Theater.
Photo.
I did see where The Mandalorian is definitely on par for October.
That is very good news for us. Baby Yoda shall return.
That's right. It's very exciting.
Yes.
Right. I'll tell you what, sometimes...
Oh, by the way, there's going to be a nude scene with Baby Yoda. Mm-hmm. People are just going to blow everyone's mind.
Is Baby Yoda a boy or a girl?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. He does his own gender reveal. Lift up
Somebody dunks a ball that blows up blue.
It's either going to be pink or blue powder shoots out of there.
I know some people. I've heard about these people are really jonesing for sports to come back.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of these people, they freaked out when they realized there's going to be live NASCAR soon.
Wow. When does live NASCAR start? Is it the 17th?
Yes.
The date? Okay.
I don't care two craps about NASCAR, but I'm pumped.
Yeah. I get it.
So that's this weekend.
You're damn right it is.
All right.
Yeah. NASCAR's back.
Who's your guy now? And you always take somebody, whenever you introduce yourself to something new, for some no reason, you always find an attachment to it. Who is it?
Is there a Miller Lite car still driving?
I'm sure there is. It used to be Wallace was driving it for a while.
That was but, Ricky,
I mean, they switch all the time.
I don't know, man. I haven't watched NASCAR in a while, but I started watching some of those e-races,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Electronic.
Yeah. I had to do a parents' one time with the
e-races.
Remember in Baltimore how they had the DeWalt plant?
Yeah.
Well, one time when I was working at the Colt, we had to do a DuPont showing with Matt Kenseth, who drove the DuPont that DeWalt car.
I just remember that
people were going insane.
Yes,
you cannot believe how many people showed up. To
I have your
event.
Driver, Ted, and it's not easy to say. So congratulations.
All right,
it is
Bradley Aaron Keselowski.
Oh, Brad Keselowski.
You know,
the holy sensation from
Of course.
He wins Pocono every year on the amateur dirt track.
Lovely mother. Best casserole you ever
eat. Dude, I still laugh. My dad was such a big fan of Washington's football team that when Joe Gibbs went to racing, he became a NASCAR fan.
Really?
Huh. Oh, yeah. He was a big, was it Bobby Labonte or Terry Labonte?
One of those guys.
I can't remember.
One of those.
That was also a fun thing to say. Labonte.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. As we head north to Canada, where researchers say THC shows promise in blocking COVID infection. Meanwhile, American man tries to sneak into Germany as a garbage man because he was thinking with an erection. U.S. Army veteran, 60 years of age, wins golf tourney while only using a putter. Twitter tells employees they can work from home forever as the need for office space begins to sputter. And a Tampa mom attacks husband on Mother's Day with a vase of flowers that he got.
Damn.
It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
We're all going to hell. Our top story, we go to Arizona, where a 60-year-old Army vet was celebrated after he won a golf tournament. He had picked up the game in his retirement years after moving there from Indiana, and while practicing, he was given the advice to play the game with a putter to advance his skills even further. He took things one step even further and competed in said tournament armed with only the putter and even scored himself a birdie, a feat not accomplished by anyone else on the top 11 golfers.
Damn.
This man won an entire tournament with a putter.
It's probably like, hey, man, it's what I learned to play with. It's over to use it. Works
exactly.
For me.
You ever hit a birdie with a putter, Miles?
Have you ever hit a birdie? You mean like an actual...
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, not a birdie birdie.
No, I meant a birdie, Miles.
No, never hit a birdie.
In other news, down under in Australia, we got a new demand for jobs. due to the meat shortage that faces the world, there's an increase in demand for people to harvest from hogs that can eventually be used to produce more pigs. The company creating the demand has built a warehouse that would house nearly 200 boars, along with quarantine pens for incoming livestock.
Aren't they like hand milking these bad boys?
Yes, they are.
But of course, not the kind of milk you put in your cereal.
The boars would need to be collected from 2 to 3 times weekly by hand.
Man, oh man. I'll tell you what. If reincarnation is real, you want to come back as one of these boars. Like, hey, man, they brought me in a warehouse and...
No.
It's like visiting a massage parlor if you're not a fan every day.
To be fair, this kind of job isn't new. Like I said, my grandfather collected bulls for better part of my old man's childhood.
Right.
So, I mean, this job's been around for a while.
I know it's been around, but let's face it, it's not like you go on Craigslist and that's what's advertised under.
You know what I want to do when I grow up?
And what if this is your first job? Right? You got to, yeah. I don't know, it's your first job, so on your resume, trying to get that second job is going to be difficult. So what are these skills you learned?
Depends entirely on what other field you're going into.
Always have warm hands and don't stare a boar in the eye.
An officer in Boston got creative with the recapturing a peacock. The bird had gotten loose from the local zoo and was believed to be out trolling for a mate as it is the mating season. Got him.
Yeah, got him.
Let's see here. Knowing this fact, the officer found the mating call of a peacock on his phone and began to play it on loop, which did eventually lure the bird into a nearby home's yard, and he was caught.
Because, again, if it's about getting ass...
Like, they're coming.
That's it.
Here's the thing. Robin has already said just how annoying and loud these animals can be. Now imagine that you are forced to listen to this mating call on loop until this other bird comes in, who is probably going to be making the same noise the entire time.
I don't know. I think the mating call is just like,
I'm open for business.
There's a couple up at
the NBC thing.
A couple up at Sheffield's in there. And they're kind of aggressive.
Yes, they're aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, they're mean.
Yeah, they're
aggressive. I've been chased by a peacock. Bird. I'm not bragging either.
Did he have the feathers up?
It was behind us and kind of like a tall grass or kind of cornfield
thing.
Must
see TV, mother!
You watching NBC, bitch?
Better watch it. In Canada, they may be onto something else to slow the spread of the virus, and people are going to like it. Cannabis extracts are shown to have potential in making people more resistant to the virus. There's nothing concrete quite yet in this method, but tests are showing some promise.
So we've tested it extensively in here, and so far all of us are good.
I think we're all good to go.
Thumbs up, Canada. We're on the train.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hogg is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of the head chef and the game known as Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime... We be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.